New research from ASU shows parts of the valley are sinking by up to 2 centimeters a year. That's a little less than an inch because of the pumping of groundwater. Megan Miller is a grad student at ASU in the Remote Sensing and Tectonic Geodesy Laboratory and the researcher's co-author.
We wanted to characterize land subsidence and uplift from pumping of groundwater from aquifers in the valley and from artificially recharging those aquifers. We wanted to see what that looks like over time and see what the patterns look like.
And that basically means if the land is going up or down, right?
That's right.
And what did you find?
We found that there are three areas that were known to have been subsiding, but that we also observed subsidence in those areas. And then there's a broad zone of uplift, kind of in the Scottsdale eastern part of Mesa area that coincides with the location of the underground storage facilities. We're manually recharging the aquifers.
What areas were going down?
The areas that are subsiding, in the West Valley, there's parts of Sun City, Glendale, and Peoria, and that's about 1.5 centimeters per year that it's subsiding during the period of the study, which was 2003 to 2010. The North Valley, so kind of Paradise Valley and Scottsdale area, that's a little bit of a lower rate. And then the greatest rate of subsidence was in the East Valley around Apache Junction. It was about 1.8 centimeters a year.
How much of that can you attribute to groundwater?
Most of it is due to human pumping of groundwater.
When you look at areas that are going up or going down, how is that related to the amount of water that we're taking out or the amount of water that we're putting in? I mean, is there sort of an equation that you can use to determine if we take out this much water, the land goes down this much, or if you put this much water back in, it goes up this much?
Well, that's essentially what we're going to be doing next is using the data that we've collected. We're going to build a model and see what will happen under different scenarios. Now, the pumping that we saw was directly responsible for the subsidence. It actually is from the past. It's from prior to 1980 when there was heavy pumping in the valley. So even though water levels have recovered quite a bit since then, we're still seeing continued subsidence from pumping that happened a while ago.
Is it safe to assume then that if the current drought continues and if we have to continue sort of going to the groundwater, that more parts of the valley could be sort of shrinking down?
Absolutely. And that's what's most interesting is if you think about our regional context, you know, right next door, California is going through a very severe drought. And part of our supply comes from the Cap Canal, from the Colorado River, which they also draw from. You know, depending on what happens in the future, we're expecting to pump more groundwater, especially as our population grows. And yes, in the future, subsidence will continue, perhaps grow in magnitude and the size of the areas that are affected.
What are the impacts of having the ground either going up or down? I mean, you talk about centimeters, which probably don't seem like that big of a deal, but I would imagine over time, maybe if you're doing a centimeter or two a year, after a couple of years, you've got a decent shift.
That's right, Mark. There's been records of at least 2 meters of subsidence before we started implementing looking at the valley using radar from orbiting satellites. It's a slow problem, but over time, the accumulation of it can change the topography. So if you think about where water flows, it flows, you know, from high to low. And if there are new lows in the valley, it can affect flood patterns in the future. But more immediately, when you have rates that are or subsidence in greater magnitude next to a place where it's not moving as much, fissures can form. So it's kind of a crack in the surface that's widened by erosion. And those potentially damaged structures and especially long linear features like canals and things that you particularly wouldn't want cracks to form in.
How do you hope that this information will be used? I mean, what practical value do you think this will have to folks here?
Practical value, I think it's important to know what areas are subsiding and determine, you know, where these fissures are likely to form. Those can impact individuals and organizations in the valley and be quite expensive. And also, we need to know, you know, the effects of what we're pumping out of the ground. You know, what's going to happen when we need to draw more water from our resources underground.
Megan Miller is an ASU researcher and a grad student at Arizona State University. She was the co-author also of the study on groundwater pumping and how it's changing surface levels in the Phoenix area. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.